coming up in today's episode.
I'm craving apple cider. I love hot apple cider every year. I prefer hot apple cider over hot chocolate. I know. She would like be like, you're insane. No. And so we're actually going to be putting up that Christmas tree as well because we're actually having Christmas at the cottage. I was hoping we would have it last year. This year, we are going to be able to do it. My whole family's going to be there. A new tradition for us is finding the ugliest ornament that we can find. It's so much fun. Wait, we should do that. Like, I like weird ones like that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast. It is really, really finally starting to feel like the holiday season, and it may just be because I just decorated. So I'm very much sitting in a room that is very heavy on the Christmas decor, very, very. And really the style and the design that I envisioned for this year really came to life in this space. And this is kind of just the beginning, and it's not December yet. So we have time to do some sprinkling throughout the rest of the house. I want to do a little bit in the kitchen, a little bit in the informal living where we spend a lot of time, because this room is really the first room that you're presented with when you walk into our house. So it really made sense for it to be, you know, heavy on the Christmas. And it had a perfect spot for the Christmas tree. It has this bay window that is right when you walk in. So I was like, oh my God, the Christmas tree has to go there. Like when we toured this house, I was like, where's the Christmas tree gonna go? I am very big on Christmas decorating. I'm very big on all things Christmas related, holiday related. So is Romeo. So we have been together now for 15 years. We're in college. So I think 15 years now. And literally ever since we met each other, we've just always, always, always enjoyed the holidays. Him and his family have do it big for the holiday season, just in terms of like getting together and spending time with each other. And so it's always been something that he's loved. And then also for my family, it's just always, my mom and I love Christmas. Like every year, we really, really love Christmas. So I was really looking forward to decorating this year because it's our first Christmas in our new house. And I mean, what better way to like kick off a new house than with really pretty Christmas decorations. And this was the first year that I was really able to go big with like mantle decor, because before our TV was always over the mantle. It was usually the only spot in the living room in the house that I could really put a TV. You know, there was never another wall or never another space for it. So in the cottage, the TV is above the mantle. In our apartment, where we lived before, there was the TV above the mantle. And then I think where we lived before that, we didn't even have a mantle. So that was a no-go. So I've never really been able to do it big. I've always had to keep it really low, you know, so nothing blocks the TV, you know, so it actually still functions for one. But it just like, you know, you got to keep it low. So this year, if you have not seen my new Decorate With Me for the Christmas holiday video over on YouTube, you should go watch it, because my theme this year was very much a moody, jewel-toned, Victorian-inspired Christmas. Now, I love a Victorian moody look, regardless, like, totally. I love that look in general, and I think that's kind of the look I wanted to go for last year in the cottage. But the cottage was very much still being renovated. Like we didn't even have trim around the windows inside. I was just finishing up the fireplace wall, building out shelving and all the bookshelves and the actual fireplace itself. Like all of that was very last done and like November, December, early December. So I really didn't get to decorate it at quite as much as I would have wanted to because it just didn't really look good. Like when you have things that are unfinished in a space, it just looks messy. So I felt like that was the stage that we were in the cottage, and it just didn't hit, but I still wanted it to be somewhat Christmassy, you know? So I put the tree up anyways. I love the tree, the faux tree that we have at the cottage. It's really, really pretty. Where did I get that? I want to look back and see where I got King Christmas, maybe? I can't remember. One of those online stores that have like really pretty ones. Oh, it was gorgeous. And so we're actually going to be putting up that Christmas tree as well because we're actually having Christmas at the cottage this year, which I was hoping we would have it last year, but we didn't due to some family health things. But this year, we are going to be able to do it. My whole family's going to be there. And my family actually celebrates Christmas on New Year's. So I'm always here. Sorry, my little puppy just sighed. She was like, oh, Christmas. So every year I spend Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after Christmas in California with Romeo's family. And then for New Year's, I go back to Texas for a week and Romeo comes with me. And it's how we've done it since I was really little because my mom actually owned a boutique and we would always be open right up until Christmas. And the day after Christmas, we would have a big sale. So it was always really difficult to get together as a family. We also all lived in different places, you know? So when my mom had sisters and they all had husbands and we all lived in different places, and it was really difficult for everyone to, you know, spend with their partner's side and also be, you know, like it was a lot, you know? So we took the stress off when I was really young and actually started having Christmas on New Year's, and it really worked. And ever since, it's just, I guess, become our own tradition to have it like that. So we are going to be putting up the Christmas tree, but we are going back after Christmas. So the Christmas tree probably will only be up for about a week or so, but hey, I don't care. I'll put up a Christmas tree for a week. I mean, isn't tradition sometimes to put or go get a Christmas tree like on Christmas Eve? So I'm totally down for it. So since we're in the holiday spirit and since we've just decorated for Christmas, I hope that the video inspired you guys, or probably I'm so late, I feel like, to the game because I usually decorate way before. I actually did this year because I've just been super incredibly busy. If you have been following for any amount of time, you heard that, you know, I launched my candle collection and just been really busy prepping for a lot of different projects that I'm working on. So it was difficult to kind of get started. So I had my tree up empty for a while, like for over a month. And then finally, this past weekend, I was able to like put all my ornaments up and really style it the way I wanted to. So if it didn't give you inspiration, I hope you just enjoyed decorating with me. And I hope you guys are enjoying the holiday season so far. And since we're in the spirit, it actually got me thinking about the holiday season in general, you know, maybe stresses that come along with the holiday season, and also traditions, because I'm very in the mindset right now of adopting new traditions. And I don't know where that's really coming from, but I just started thinking about, like, we do have a few traditions that we do every year, but I want to start things now that we can have like forever and ever, and we do every year going forward. I think it's because this is our first year in our new house, and we're going to be having Christmas with Romeo's family in our house, which is going to be a first. And we've always just had it in a smaller apartment or where whoever was hosting that year. We've never really had a lot of space, and which is fine. I mean, it makes it really cozy, and it really just matters that we're all together. So but this year we're going big, and I want to have like an epic Christmas, and I want to do games, and I want to do like, you know, just like fun things. I want to bake fun things. I'm actually going to bake and cook, and I want to have contests. So this year, I feel like because we're hosting it, I'm paying a lot more attention to all of the things that we could do and what new traditions we can start. And I love the holiday, so I'm totally down to plan it. I'm totally down to do it. And it's just really, really exciting. So in terms of like traditions that maybe I've carried or my family has carried throughout the years that I still do today, I don't have many. I think it was maybe because, well, my mom always cooks like a big spread of food. And she always makes a very specific meal that we all love. Like my brother, it's my brother and I's favorite meal. And it's like a pot roast. And oh, it's just delicious. It's like with roast and rice and gravy and corn and just like all the things. It's very comfort food. It's very Southern. And I feel like she has had that tradition of making that particular dish for us because we love it so much. So that is one thing that I remember so much from like my childhood and growing up that I actually want to make it this year. And I want to get really good at making it. So that's kind of a tradition I want to adopt from my mom. And besides that, I don't really think that we had many traditions like in we didn't like have like a movie that we watched every year. Although my mom and I would watch holiday like Hallmark movies, like even as bad as they were sometimes, we would still watch them. We just wouldn't think too hard into the plot line. But they, you know, some of them were decent. And some of them are good. I feel like they've gotten maybe a little better now. But we would watch those every year. So that's something that we still do, but we wouldn't have like a holiday movie that we watch every year on the Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or something. We wouldn't do any really games or contests, but maybe we did when we were little, but that's not really something I all associated with Christmas growing up. It wasn't until like later in life when I was like, oh, that's so fun. We should do games and like have like, you know, like ways to win prizes and stuff. Like it just makes the time together like more fun instead of just sitting around and eating and vegging out, you know, although sometimes that's exactly what you need at the holiday season because it can be just like a lot, you know, like you could just be like, I just want to sit and not move and eat good food and just like put on a movie and just like not. So there is something magical and beautiful in not doing anything, but also, you know, incorporating some games too. But there weren't many of those. I don't remember anything like that. But there was something that I remembered this year that my mom and I did. And I don't remember if it was several years or maybe it was just one year. And this like memory came through really like vividly for me. And I think I was about 6 or 7. And I remember sitting at this like round table in someone's kitchen. Now, I don't remember if that was where we were living at the time. I don't really remember the house that we were living at the time. So we were sitting at this kitchen table and it was round and we had all these beautiful village houses, but they were plain white. They were just like the ceramic or the porcelain that were unglazed that you could DIY, you could paint them. And we had a bunch of them, I remember. And I remember you kind of from the table, you could get up and you walked a little way straight and you could turn, take a right. And there was like an entryway table that my mom had decorated with all of these beautiful village houses that we had painted. And I remember the village houses were so intricate. Like we had to use tons of different colors, paint colors, and then all these like really fine tip brushes to paint these houses. That's how intricate they were. They weren't just like maybe you use like 2 or 3 colors and you were done. So I remember like, I don't know, you know, as a child, like sometimes you remember things better than they were. But I asked my mom recently, I was like, do you remember when we painted those village houses when I was really little and stuff? And I remember how intricate they were. And she goes, yeah, they were really intricate. I was like, where did you get them? Because that's actually a tradition that I would like to start again. And I would like to like maybe paint 1 or 2 houses every year. And we would have like an entire village. And I want to do this whole village situation on my entryway table. I feel like that would be so pretty. So I asked her where she had gotten them from. And she didn't get them from any kind of big box store or obviously not online, because that would have been, that would have been almost 30 years ago, because I'm 35. So that would have been about 30 years ago. So it wasn't any, there was not an Amazon. Do you know what I mean? Like there was not a, none of that. So she had actually got it from a local hobby shop by the train tracks. That's what she said. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, she's like, yeah, they definitely gone out of business and over the years, you know, and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, that's out. But I looked around online and I could not find any village, unglazed village houses that were intricate. I could find them really basic, I guess, like bland, and they weren't very expensive. They were like, you know, like $10 or $8 or something like that at like a Michael's or Joann's. I even looked on Amazon, like I just couldn't find that. I was like, do people not do this anymore? Then it made me want to do it even more. Then I wanted to be like, ah, this has to be our tradition. I just want to do it. So I'm going to be on a hunt, and I have one hobby store, local hobby store, that I can check out and see if they have anything. My mom had another good idea. I oftentimes see them at thrift shops or like estate sales and things, but they're obviously already painted and they're already like, you know, done a certain way. But upcycling them, you know, painting them back white and then adding my own colors and still doing the DIY would be kind of a great way to kind of upcycle existing ones as well. So I feel like I have two options when it comes to like trying to do this village and adopting this new tradition. And I have some other traditions that we've started with Romeo's family and even my own family is we definitely do gingerbread house contests every year. We didn't do it last year because my whole family wasn't together. But the year before we did it and we teamed up and it was so much fun. And of course, everyone in my family is like so creative. So it's like, even my brother is like super creative. He made this hot tub. He didn't make a gingerbread house. He made a hot tub for the gingerbread people. It's very wild. So it's just, you never know what to expect with the group of us. So it was so much fun. So that's definitely something that I want to continue and then start to, you know, play games and stuff. So it got me thinking about traditions and, you know, just, I think the big thing about traditions is like, you know, when you're wanting to start one, you got to know what you could do, you know? So I actually asked you guys on Instagram what traditions you guys do every year and that you love. And so we're going to go through those too. So thank you so much for contributing to my just like family tradition love of things so that we could see. And then maybe there's some in here that we would like to adopt too, because that would be so much fun. Oh my gosh. Okay. There are so many. Oh, that's so exciting. Okay. So the first one is by far and away getting my home ready for the holidays. So I guess that is in a sense, a tradition, decorating, you know, decorating your home and stuff. So I feel like a lot of us are going to have that, I guess, quote unquote, same tradition. Santa Mouse gifts. It's from a children's book. Okay, I haven't read that one. If you guys know what that is, please let me know. Santa Mouse gifts. I don't know what that is. That sounds cool, but also kind of scary. Santa Mouse? I don't know. My dad still gets chocolate Santas for all of his girls, even though we're adults now. That's cute. So, I think that in reading these two, it's like we're going to see that like traditions can be big or they could be really small. They could just be something that, you know, you would look forward to every year. And it doesn't have to be something that you buy or there doesn't have to be like money attached to it. It could just be maybe just getting together could also be a tradition, just spending time with each other as well. Or wearing ugly Christmas sweaters or something like that, you know, like maybe they wear the same one every year, but it's just fun to do. Someone said baking, opening one gift on Christmas Eve with everyone. That's a good one. We are going to be doing something similar to that this year with Romeo's family because we got everyone something. So we're going to be giving, like, we're going to kick off like our Christmas celebration on Christmas Eve. So we'll have like a gift like that. So I like that one a lot. Making peanut butter Rice Krispie balls with my daughter. That's so, like, I've only made Rice Krispies one time. That's really cute. Like, I feel like baking is going to be a big one, like baking anything really, just like baking cookies or, you know, making something special, a special dessert for the holidays, unpacking ornaments and reminiscing on their memories. I like that one. A new tradition for us is finding the ugliest ornament that we can find. It's so much fun. Wait, we should do that. Like, I like weird ones like that, like that when it's like unexpected, you know, because then it makes you laugh and it makes the holiday really playful. I love that. We have cinnamon rolls for breakfast on Christmas Day every year. That's something that my family used to do too. My mom used to make the Pillsbury cinnamon rolls so good. I'm like, sometimes it's just about being simple. You know, sometimes it's just about cracking open the Pillsbury little can and putting them on a plate. You know, like baking them first and then putting them on a plate. But it doesn't have to be overdone. Like, I wouldn't know how to bake a cinnamon roll from scratch by any means. Baking my favorite Christmas cookies, which is Swedish ginger cookies. I really like ginger. I've never had a Swedish ginger cookie though. Baking cookies while decorating the tree and listening to Christmas music, opening one gift on Christmas Eve. Oh, so that's something that a lot of people do. Usually something from family that can't be with us. Oh, that's nice. Baking gingerbread cookies, cookie decorating with family. That's a good one. I feel like a lot of people do that. Decorating for Christmas by the first Advent and watching Harry Potter. Watching White Christmas on Christmas Eve. Making Christmas ornaments with my two boys. I like that one. Like, I like the handmade, like, kind of ornaments. I think I definitely went through a phase where I wanted all of my decor and everything to be like super aesthetic. And then I think you not grow out of it. I still want everything to be super aesthetic and pretty, but I've become a little bit more like loose and lean with like my selection. Like, sometimes I'll find like an ornament that's just interesting or looks handmade from like a thrift store, and I'll put it on my tree and it still works. And so like handmade ornaments like can work. I feel like I have made some ornaments in the past that I would not put on my tree today. Maybe I would be selective about it, but it's just about the memories and like being together and making something super special. Buying a personalized family ornament each year. Christmas Eve dinner in our matching Christmas jammies. That's also something that I want to do. Like, when I say I'm going all out this year for Christmas, I'm doing it for Christmas with Romeo's family, and then we're also doing it with mine. And I want to make like, I want to embroider stockings that are custom for each person and use them for our games. I want to do custom sweatshirts, and so we all look the same, but I want to embroider them myself, obviously, because I'm crazy. So we're actually bringing my embroidery machine back to California because it's in Texas. So we're going to check it on the flight when we go back next week and bring it back so that I can make all of these like custom things. So when I say I'm doing like a lot, I'm doing a lot. I want it to be like super special, and I want it to like each year to have like a different family sweater as long as we can, you know, like, and the, you know, sweaters will be just like super basic that I can find, or vintage ones if Romeo can get his hands on some, and then we can just embroider the, you know, the fronts of them. So that's a good one. Watching Christmas movies like Home Alone, The Family Stone, The Holiday, candlelight service at church, self-made Advent calendars. I have never actually made my own Advent calendar. That would be pretty fun. I think I made one maybe for a DIY project one year, but I didn't actually put anything in it to like enjoy. But that's actually really clever. I kind of like that. Pizza parties, buying holiday decor, reading the Christmas story with the family before opening gifts. Oh my gosh, Christmas morning dog walk with friends in the woods wearing your presents. Christmas morning dog walks, I can get on board with for sure. I don't know about in the woods. We don't have woods. We kind of do in California. We got a lot in California. We could go to the woods, but I don't think I would do that. Driving around to see Christmas lights. Okay, that is something that Romeo and I used to have the tradition of doing. And there's this place we live quite far now, but in Orange County, there's a street called Candy Cane Lane. And I feel like every town has its own version of Candy Cane Lane, whether it's called that or not. My brother was just saying that in his neighborhood, he was trying to explain to me the street that it happens on, but there's one street in his neighborhood that has started going all out for Christmas. And they have even put it on the news, which brought more attention to it. But for somebody that lives in the neighborhood, he was like, I can't even get out of the neighborhood most days because the line just to drive down the street is so long, and it takes forever just to get around everyone that's trying to drive down the where everyone decorates. So I guess it's this one span of street that everyone puts, everyone goes all out in their like lighting, like their Christmas lights and stuff. And I remember going to Candy Cane Lane and there was always kids selling like brownies and hot chocolate and hot apple cider. And like, it's just a whole thing. And I don't know why we stopped doing it or we stopped going down there. Honestly think it might have been the pandemic that stopped us from doing it. Maybe. I don't know why that would have stopped us from driving, but you know, a lot of things stopped. So that's actually one that I want to put back onto our list to do going forward. Like that's just like so much fun. And we've been spending a lot of time on our outside lights because this is also the first time that we're able to decorate. We just had like a little patio before, and I tried to do some outdoor lights at the cottage one year, but I was all by myself and it really wasn't fun. Like I was like, oof. I mean, yeah, it's cool, but like I'm out here freezing and I'm by myself doing it. So it's definitely more fun as more of a tradition to do with someone, you know? Oh, picking out our tree. Every year our tree looks different, tall, short, green, or flocked. We're actually going to get a smaller real tree. I love the whole experience of going to get a real tree, going to the farm, picking it. If I could cut it down even better, you know, like I love the whole thing. And we have our faux tree that we've had for years and it's kind of getting a little disappointing because it's starting to the lights are starting to burn out. So I had to restring it. And it's really not giving me like, you know, what I want from the holidays, but we decided that we wanted to put a smaller tree in the space that we stay in a lot. And we actually like watch TV and, you know, stuff like that. So everything isn't just in the front room that we don't get to enjoy while we're in the house, really, because we don't really sit in here normally. I'm getting to enjoy it a lot right now because that's where I'm actually filming for the YouTube video version of this audio. So we decided that we're going to get a smaller real tree for the other room. So I'm super excited about that. When I'm recording this, I think that the tree farms have just started to get trees because it's still November. And we just had Thanksgiving. So I think that usually, or I feel like it's actually a little late, but maybe the timing is just off and I just can't remember when they start putting it out. But I'm excited because I love the smell of it. And I have a few more ornaments. I pretty much put all of our decorations into this room. I don't have any more, but I just want to do it more simple. Maybe put some like battery powered candle lights because I have some of those from a past project. On the edges, that's a little bit more Scandinavian. And, you know, just decorate it like a little more minimally with some lights. So I'm really excited about picking out the tree this year because it's just so fun for me and Romeo to do together. Someone said gingerbread houses, cookies, cocoa and movies, all of those. Yeah, I mean, it's just like the holidays is just so much fun. Oh, this person bakes all of the old school traditional cookies and ships them to loved ones. That's actually something. If I could bake really well, I would love to bake for like other people. But I think I say I don't bake really well because I just don't bake. You know, I think you get better as you work on it and you keep trying. But like I could make something out of a package or follow a recipe. But I can't, you know, like I don't have these like amazing recipes that I do every year. My mom has some like core recipes and core things that she cooks every year that are really, really good. But those are just like those are her thing. You know, like she will be the first to admit that she's not a cook. She's not a chef. She doesn't do that. She doesn't enjoy cooking. So I adopted that same, like, I don't enjoy it. It's not like I would rather like build a wall. Literally, I would rather renovate something than cook. It's not something that brings me joy, but I do love food, you know, so I don't know. I do love food, but Romeo is such a good cook and he like cooks everything for me. And so I say he cooks everything for me. I mean, we eat out, I think, just as much as we eat at home. But he can go in the kitchen and really make up something that is really, really good. And he enjoys it too. Most of the time he enjoys it. Ooh, activity-based advent calendar changes based on the family's requests. I feel like that's great. Like if you have kids, like we have to get all of our family together, obviously, you know, like, and we get together on, you know, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But if you have kids and you have like a bigger, it's just Romeo and I and Kinsley, you know, so it doesn't really make sense for us, or we just don't have time to like do, you know, activities like throughout the month that like would be an advent calendar, like day 1 through 25. But if we had kids and you had a bigger family that lived with you, that you were like all the time, and especially when like kids are out of school, that's like such a good tradition, you know, to do something fun and creative and like put your time and energy into something, like keeping your hands busy during the holiday season is like, I love that. Ugly Christmas sweaters. Aw, boyfriend and I gift each other an ornament that represents something special from that year. I love that. Harry Potter marathon. Man, Harry Potter has really, really like become something of a staple in some people's Christmas. I probably haven't watched Harry Potter in several years. I know. I do love the world though. I do love I've been to like Universal Studios and been to Hogwarts like land, you know, a couple of times actually. And I do love that. And I do love going in the Christmas time because at Christmas time they have not the real snow, but like they have snow machines, especially in California. We don't get snow here. We do get California. Okay, let me rephrase. We do get snow in California. We just don't get snow in LA. There's a big difference. We get snow and we can drive, you know, an hour and be in snow, you know, up in the mountains. But in LA, so at Universal, there is no snow. So they have like the snow machines that shoot. Although I think a year or two ago, it was like snowing at the beach, which is totally wild. So and it's unusually hot right now. Like it is still 70 plus degrees every day here, and it's almost December, which is unusual. I don't remember it ever being that hot that late. I feel like it had cooled off definitely by Halloween by now, so it's definitely unusual. Buying gifts for the kids in foster care. That's so amazing. So every year we do something for Toys and Tots and for like a local no-kill shelter for dogs as well. This says, my husband and I go to Target and hide from each other while we buy last minute gifts and stocking stuffers. That's cute. It's always really hard to like, especially with me and Romeo, it's really difficult to kind of like not be together and go shopping for presents, you know, because it's so obvious when we go somewhere alone. You know, I don't know, like I have to end up lying or something and say like, oh, well, not lying, but like being like, oh, I have a meeting, like I'll be back, you know, and I'm like out shopping or I have to order everything online or just randomly find a way that he's not, you know, really around or something, you know, so it gets a little, we always know when each other's like Christmas shopping kind of thing, or we just have to tell each other, I'll be like, you can't come, I need to buy your gift or something like that. But I don't think this year we're doing, we both talked about it and we were like, what? We don't need anything. Like we're so content with just like, we just don't, you know? So I feel like I have a few things in mind that I want to get him that are very small. But besides that, we're not, you know, buying electronics and things like that. Like I think those are years of the past. Like we just don't value that anymore. And we would rather just spend time together and we just don't need anything. So I'd rather just spend time with family. Ooh, December daily scrapbook album. That's cool. I love a good scrapbook. That's really, really cool. And this one says, my mom buys my sister and I a snow globe. Those are so cool. And I feel like those are like great examples of like nothing over the top. None of these were like, we go out and buy a whole bunch of stuff. You know, like it's really just about like, the simplistic things I feel like really stick in traditions, you know, when they like just watching a movie or baking cookies or just driving down the street, even though gas is expensive too, but you know, like just driving down, you know, like the street to see the Christmas lights and stuff. And all of these just show that it's just like really about spending time with one another. And I feel like, you know, people can have very like drastically different feelings about the holiday season. Right. And I feel like the holiday season can bring on a lot of stress for everyone, no matter if you love the holidays or hate the holidays. There's some level of stress that happens because it's a busy time of year. There's so much happening. You've got, you know, like even with us, like we're hosting Christmas and we're flying back to Texas as well, like 2 days later. And we're getting our house ready and you've got a lot more to do items on your list to do, to tackle. And so like decorating, putting up the lights outside, you know, and some people could be like, oh, you're going to put them up just to take them down. Well, yeah, but we get to enjoy them while they're up, you know? And so I feel like there's just so much that's happening. Even like, you know, buying for Christmas gifts is something you have, if you want to put thought into it, you have to think about like what someone's going to like and how to get something really special and just add stress, whether it's a lot like, you know, like extreme or not. And so I've even had friends that hate the holidays, like don't decorate, don't want anything to do with the holiday. And I feel like some people can relate to that. I personally don't relate to that because I love the holiday season and I always have. And even with my parents, you know, like growing up, we didn't always decorate or we didn't always, you know, get to spend a lot of time together as a big family, like for the entire month, because my parents worked all the time, you know, like they were all the time and they both ran their own businesses. So the demands of that was usually like, you know, overpowered, you know, like just even time to put up the Christmas tree sometimes. And my mom still has like the sketch of a Christmas tree that I drew on a cardboard because I was so worried that Santa would know where to put our gifts because we weren't putting up a Christmas tree. And I don't think that when I did that, we didn't have a chimney. I was very confused about how Santa was going to even know where I was, you know? So I was pretty young, obviously. So I drew on like green construction paper. I drew a tree and I wrote presents and I put arrows and I taped it up. And I was like, just so he knows where to put them, so we're all clear, you know? And so every year my mom has kept it and they put it up no matter if they put up a tree or not. But my mom owned, like I mentioned, owned a boutique, and we would decorate even as I got older. I worked with her all through high school, and we would actually put up Christmas decorations for other people. We must have done, some years we were doing like 40 plus houses, putting up Christmas trees and garlands on staircases. And we never did lights, like outside lights or anything like that. It was more so inside, like decorating bookshelves and like you name it, we did it. We would haul, you know, like tons of stuff around in like our trailer and stuff to like decorate with. And then we would unpack people's decorations from the previous year, because more than often they had actually purchased it from my mom's store one year, and every year we would go back and they would pay us to put it up. So can you imagine decorating 40 homes and then somehow finding joy or energy to do your own that year? It was a lot. So there were years where we didn't have, you know, like a Christmas tree, which I wish we would have, honestly. I really do. But now, like, you know, that my mom doesn't have the store anymore and she's retired, obviously she puts up her tree. And we have that every year there. And the holidays are just such a special time to me. So even having, you know, a family that worked all the time, it never tainted the holidays for me. And I never thought about the holidays being negative, but I can see how people will feel that way. Maybe it brings up, you know, like maybe they didn't have great, you know, childhood with Christmas. And maybe it brings up bad memories or, you know, who knows? There could be anything. But for me, I choose, like everything in life, to really see the positive in everything and look at the positive aspects of the holiday over the negative. I don't like harp on the stress. The stress doesn't make me frustrated with the holiday season of like having so much more to do, or even my workload gets a lot heavier as well because I do what's called Vlogmas over on my vlog channel, where I upload a new video every day for the 25 days of Christmas. That's a lot. That's daily vlogging. So I'm working insane hours. I am editing and filming every day during a holiday that I really enjoy. But do I get to enjoy it to its fullest and like rest and like chill out? No. But to balance it, I'm like, no, but I'm going to think about this positively. To balance it, I'm going to do Vlogmas for 25 days and then I'm going to take 3 weeks off. So I balance, I work a lot so I could rest a lot. You know, like it's a weird balance, but it works for me. And I really, really enjoy it. And I really enjoy doing Vlogmas. And so, but I've never let that taint the holidays for me. And I truly, truly, truly just look at the positive and the, like, to really see the magical Christmas-ness, that's not a word, but you know, like the magic that the holiday season brings and the lights and bringing family together and, you know, spending time with each other and the magical of like, you know, the snow and like all of it. I just choose to spread the joy that is the holiday season instead of worrying about the stress, and anything, you know, like family stuff that may have happened in my past. You know, like everyone has their own stuff that they've gone through, whether they tell everyone or not. We all have our own stuff. So I've chosen to look at it always just positively and take in the magic that the holiday season is. So this year, I'm so excited that we've already gotten a really great head start on decorating our house. We are still working on the outside lights, so we're going to do that because I really want it to be magical for not only us coming home every day or getting to experience the lights outside, but also when family comes over and stuff, because you can't see the lights on our property. You can't see onto our property. So it's not like for people that are going to be passing by that get to look at the lights, you won't see it. But I will see it. So that makes me really happy. So we're working on that. We're going to finish that up. And I'm going to share that over on my vlog channel, finishing up the lights and all of the like pretty things that we're going to do. And then I want to do some sprinkling of the same style of Christmas decor that we did in the front room throughout the rest of the house as we start to decorate and clean and just prep. And we truly are going to have what I feel like is the truly most epic double Christmas. And we're going to do all the things. So stay tuned. I hope that this episode has inspired you guys to do your own traditions. I would love to hear what those are, as simple as they are or as crazy as they are. So I know for us, a big one that we are going to start is doing like the games and fun things at the house. And then also we're going to do the villages. I am determined to start this village tradition and just like keep it going and have, I think maybe I'll get to a point where I have too many little village houses. Maybe I'll start gifting them as presents. That could be cool. So I just want to do it. I think that it speaks to like the DIYer in me too. And I want them to be intricate and aesthetic and pretty and, you know, all of that. So I know that those are big, big, big on the list. And I would love to start our tradition again of going to see the Christmas lights. I feel like that is something we've always loved to do. And I've been craving apple cider. I love hot apple cider every year. I prefer hot apple cider over hot chocolate. I know. She would like be like, you're insane. No, she's very much a hot chocolate person. But I love hot apple cider. Odd. I know. Maybe not odd. Maybe you're like me. Comment if you're like me. Are you team hot apple cider or team hot chocolate? Let me know. I think it's because I'm not a big sweets person. I'll have a chocolate bar or whatever, but I don't crave sweets. And I think that apple cider is more like spicy and I like that better. So comment down below your favorite tradition that you do every year, one that you would like to start. And if you are team apple cider or team hot chocolate, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And I hope you guys are having a wonderful holiday season and you're just soaking up all the magic that this season has to offer. If you are watching on the YouTube channel, definitely comment. And if you're listening on the go, make sure that you're following along so that you can, you know, see when I upload a new episode. We upload new episodes here every other Wednesday. And of course, you can watch them on YouTube as well because I film them and you'll get to see all my decorations that I'm sitting around. And I will see you very soon. And don't forget, I'm literally starting Vlogmas in a matter of days when you're watching this. So the first episode will go live. First day of Vlogmas will go live on December 2nd. So I'll film on the 1st, upload on the 2nd. And so that's like right around, that's this weekend. So if you would like daily vlogs, if you're into that sort of thing, definitely come over and say hi and join us. Kinsley will be there. She's going back to get her little grooming spa day haircut so that she's prepped for the holiday season too. And I will see you guys very soon for the next episode. Bye guys.